You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say on this day of the week? It is. It's the middle of the week already. It's Wednesday. We say WTW, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. That's Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. The time now is just after the hour of 7 o'clock. I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours trying to keep you company and getting you on your way to where it is you need to go on this Wednesday morning.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Robin Thicke, TJ and Pharrell Williams on there, and Blurred Lines. I tell you what, that's brought us to 5 minutes after the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is Sting and Shaggy.
It's a beautiful day for me to rock around your way. I wanna say Sting,
3. You're singing, driving me right out of my tree. I'm so tired that I could weep when all the other birdies are so fast asleep. Yeah. Morning is coming. Morning is on its way. Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day. Sweet nightingale, we'll talk it over in the light of day. Why can't it wait? I need my beauty sleep, whatever you say.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Wake up, don't you hear what I say? 'Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. To this beautiful sunshine, I'm rising up. Just a positive vibe, me use and build me up. Overflowing like the hot coffee in a makeup. Ain't no time for easing up.
Yeah. Morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
It's Revelation Day.
Oh, nightingale. You broke a dream or I don't live on my own. Oh, nightingale. I look around but there's nobody home. Rouse yourself and get out of bed. Drag a comb across your sleepy head. Clean your teeth and wash your face. Look like you're a member of the human race.
Wake up, it's a beautiful day. Now, if you wake up, don't you hear what I say? 'Cause I'll be rocking in my shoes to this sweet reggae groove. Ain't nobody gonna spoil my mood. Now, Mr. Morning Time, back to evening time. It's a message when we use to uplift mankind. Whether you know of the bubble or you know of the wine, enjoy, it's a beautiful time.
Oh, morning is coming.
Morning is coming.
Morning is on its way.
It's on its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
Revelation Day.
Morning is coming. Morning is on its way.
On its way.
Morning is coming. It's Revelation Day.
And yes, they're going off into the distance. There's Sting and Shaggy. And morning is coming. It is Wednesday. And what do we do on a Wednesday? Well, if he's available and able to come in and chat with us, we've got Andreas. Andreas Clementi has been to the movies. And he said he is coming in to chat with us today. So that'll be nice. We've got Andreas coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Usual bits and pieces. We'll try and look at some of the international headlines at the bottom of the hour, around about 7:30. 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, of course, we have a look at some of the international news this morning. Some of the local news at 8 and 9 o'clock. But what I can tell you is the thing that's raising its head so much is the corruption which is going on in the country. Right now, a few pieces in there this morning in the news. Apart from that, it's you, me, the music. We'll be checking in, of course, with Ingrid, and she's up there in Florida looking after the family, mum and dad. And of course, we'll chat with Yasmin later on as well. See how her day's going. As for mine, it's all the better for listening to the Mavericks. Back in your arms again.
Back in your arms again.
Yes, back in your arms again from the Mavericks. Raoul Marlow, what a great voice he's got. Can't mistake them, can you? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 14 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock, so I'm not going to keep chatting for a minute. You'll all turn off. So I'm going to do this for right now. Yep, put you in the shower and get you up to wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning, halfway through the week already. And let me see, what have I got with you? This is a recommendation from somebody. They dropped me a line. I haven't got it right in front of me because my laptop's not working today. And they said it's a remix of Staying Alive.
Somebody help me, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy. There they go, off into the distance there, the Bee Gees and Stayin' Alive. A remix version. I hope that's the one you were thinking of, but it's okay. The one I like, though, is I've got one by Entrance, sort of a mash-up of Stayin' Alive, and that's pretty cool. I like that one. Stayin' Alive, by the way, of course, you know, the original, going back to Saturday Night Fever, aren't we? Released in 1977 as the second single from Saturday Night Fever's soundtrack. The band co-produced the song together with Albi Galuten and Carl Richardson, and one, of course, of the Bee Gees' signature songs, but sadly they're sort of not doing anything anymore, are they? Stayin' Alive was placed at number 189 on the list of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time. The 2021 updated Rolling Stone list of 500 greatest songs placed Stayin' Alive at number 99. It just gets better and better, doesn't it? Perhaps it's to do with some of the other stuff that's coming out at the moment. This is Simply Red on this morning's programme. We could take a little trip off to the fairground, I think.
Make a man try to call good men sure.
I tell you what, I do enjoy a fairground, and that one in particular comes from Simply Red. Released on the 18th of September back in 1995, the first single off of the fifth album, which was just called Life, co-written and co-produced by Mick Hucknall. It makes extensive use of a sample, by the way, if you might have noticed it, of Dutch duo The Goodman's 1993 hit, which was called Give It Up. And it became Simply Red's first and only number one single on the UK singles chart, staying at the top for 4 weeks in September and October 1995. It was also a chart hit in mainland Europe and Australia as well. Didn't do anything, though, in North America. Well, we need a bit of laughing, guys, don't you think? Don't worry, just smile. Looking out the studio window, it's a nice sunny morning this morning. Anyway, here are the Fratellis. The Fratellis, Laughing Gas.
Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicago? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed, time on The Breakfast Show, 29 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines and some of the business. Not quite so much in depth this morning because my laptop blew up last night. Let's take a look. Oh, yes, the story about Fox. Fox disposed of one legal threat yesterday. This is with its $787.5 million defamation settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. But the network still faces a $2.7 billion lawsuit from another voting technology company over its coverage of debunked election rigging claims. So there we are. Haha, Fox isn't out of the woods yet. India's on its way to become the world's most populous country, overtaking China, with almost 3 million more people in the middle of this year. Data released by the United Nations has shown. The report estimates that India's population at 1.4286 billion against 1.4257 billion for China this year. United States is a distant third with an estimated population of 340 million. South Korea might extend its support for Ukraine beyond humanitarian economic aid if it comes under a large-scale civilian attack, President Yoon Suk-yeol said. Now, this is signaling a shift in the stance against arming Ukraine ahead of his state visit to the U.S. Yoon told Reuters his government has been exploring how to help defend and rebuild Ukraine. Airstrikes and explosions hammered Sudan's capital after the failure of a U.S. brokered ceasefire between the army and paramilitary forces, forcing residents to stay hunkered down and Japan to prepare to evacuate its citizens. Continuous bombardments and loud blasts could be heard in central Khartoum. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva condemned the violation of Ukraine's territorial integrity by Russia and again called for mediation to end the war, a peace initiative that was criticized by the Ukrainian government. His comments had come after he set off a storm among Western allies by stating over the weekend that they were prolonging the fighting by supplying arms to Ukraine. Now, looking at some of the businesses, I thought over there in the UK, Britain is the only country in Europe, in Western Europe, with double-digit inflation. In March, this was after it fell less than expected, bolstering bets that the Bank of England will rise rates again in May. Consumer prices rose by an annual 10.1% above the 9.8% forecast by economists polled by Reuters. Consumers are starting to fall behind on their credit card and loan payments as the economy softens, according to executives at the biggest U.S. banks. Profits of the Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo and Citigroup beat analyst forecasts as lending giants earned a windfall from rising interest rates, but industry chiefs warned that the strength would tail off as a recession looms. A funding squeeze at Indian startups that has already led to layoffs and delayed stock listings is set to worsen as investors reckon with stretched valuations and faltering consumption growth, likely laying the ground for industry consolidation. Startups in India raised just $2 billion in the first quarter of 2023. The electric vehicle market, BYD's latest electric vehicle, dubbed the Seagull, made its debut at the Shanghai Auto Show this week, stunning visitors not so much for its look or its features, but the fact that it will sell from around half the price of the cheapest new energy vehicles available elsewhere. So there we go. Now, this was going to happen. I mean, in fact, when you look at it, when electric vehicles really get sort of going, they're not that difficult. They're not that... when you compare them with the combustion engine vehicles, they're relatively simple. I remember somebody saying to me when I went into, one of Tesla's showrooms in Boston, the lady looked at me and smiled and said, "People of your generation like these cars a lot." She said, "Because there's virtually no maintenance." Thank you. Just finishing off, oil prices dropped as the market weighed potential interest rate hikes from the U.S. Federal Reserve that could slow growth and dampen oil consumption, offsetting falling U.S. inventories and strong Chinese economic data. And just looking at those numbers for you, we've got sit here. I've lost it. I did have the Brent and WTI crude. This is what's happened because I'm doing this on a tablet, not my laptop. Yep, one of those days. Anyway, that's it. There's our look. There's some of those things in the international news this morning for you. And, we're going to go back to the music. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at 89.3 Cool FM, The Breakfast Show. go, yes, Donna Summer and Sunset People. Well, right there, we're Sunrise People, aren't we? Yes, of course we are, boys and girls. Right, let's say a couple of good mornings. Firstly, a very good morning to Mary Lou. She was wishing us a very good morning, bright and early this morning, as I was trying to calm myself down because I got my laptop. I don't know if blew up is the right word. We had to change the battery yesterday. There's a little puff of smoke. So, South of me, Mac and I, here I come. Let's see. So, very good. Big thank you, because Mary Lou says, don't worry about it. We woke up, that's the main thing. You're absolutely right. Let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there in Athens. Good morning to you. And Renee says, good morning. Good Wednesday morning, she says. Whipping up a batch of Italian wedding soup for dinner. Right. I've never heard of Italian wedding soup. It's tedious work, she says, rolling all those little meatballs the size of marbles, but worth it in the end. Yummy. Sounds yummy, I must admit. You asked if we could play something for you this morning. Hey, 19. Steely Dan.
Sweet thing.
There we go. Yes, Steely Dan and Hey 19 going out to Renee and Rick over there, of course, in Athens in Greece. And I'll tell you what, you should have got a little bit of a prize ready. That was already on my playlist for today. Good thinking. Or clairvoyancy, or whatever they call it. This is the Spin Doctors. Two princesses. Time-wise, 13 and a half before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
there's a track going back in time, going back to the year 1970 with that one. It's called The Same Old Feeling, or That Same Old Feeling, title of a song which was composed by John McLeod and Tony McLaughlin, which in 1970 was a top 10 hit for that one we just played. That was Piggity Witch, an English band fronted by Polly Brown. In the United States, Piggity Witch single vied for a rival version by The Fortunes, with both versions, in actual fact, scoring well enough regionally to reach the top 70 of the Billboard Hot 100 and the national hit parade maintained by Billboard magazine. So there you are, didn't do too badly. 1970. Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Charmed. Love, split love.
We'll be right back.
There we go, and that is a charm. Let's pause up to the top of the hour. By the way, just to remind you, do you know how printers, how long they normally last? Well, did you know the printer usually lasts 3 to 4 years, but when you use poor quality supplies, its lifespan can decrease to 1 or 2 years. Now, don't fall for the low price trap and always use original ink and toner. If you want information, get in touch with our friends at DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and your supply needs as well. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you and much more as well. What you've got to do is contact DataServe Panama on their Instagram, which is at DataServe Panama. It's as easy as that. And schedule your appointment. All right. So do remember that generic supplies yield less than original ones and usually carry environmental consequences. So use the original. All right. Very important. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge. They'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Thank you.
And there we go, bring us in musically to this, our second hour of this morning's program. Steve Winwood and Why You See a Chance. There we go, still to come in this hour, we're going to be chatting with Andreas about the movies. But for now...
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, let's see. It's Humpity Hump Day Wednesday. Wow, what another day come and gone right here in the Estados Unidos in Florida. My sister's now landed. She's off to Peru. She'll be sending me wonderful images of what's going on down there. Dad and I are holding down the fort here while she's away. Everything looks pretty good. I hope you all are doing well. Another beautiful sunny day. The grass is getting watered outside, and there's this funky smell that they have here in Florida. It's very strange. It's like sulfur or rotten eggs. I can't really understand. It's from the ground. It's well water, and there's sulfur water here. So every time they water the yard, it smells like someone spilled a bunch of rotten eggs. It's kind of nasty and stuff like that. Yum, yum, yum. Don't like it. Anyways. All right, so I've been riding around, ran into an old friend of mine that we went to university together, and I think we're going to try and hook up and have dinner one of these nights this week. So I'm trying to keep myself busy, keep my dad out of trouble, keep me out of trouble, and keep my mom out of trouble. She's always getting into trouble. All right, so anything else other than that? Hey, Cook, how you doing? You and Chelsea went back to bed? Yep, I figured as much. All right, and my saludos out to Charlotte, whose book is coming out very soon. Congratulations, Charlotte. Sorry I'm not there to see it and watch you, you know, bathe in your laurels. I'm wishing you all the best. All right, you all take care of yourselves. Hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm working on something for Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Even
and Stevie Nicks and Think About It. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on time, it's exactly 25 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the show. And I'm going to be with you through till 10 o'clock, as we do, Monday through Friday. And it is that day of the week. It is Wednesday. And who do we have on a Wednesday?
The best guest possible. The best segment.
You know it's not a good day.
On the Breakfast Show,
You came early.
I came super early, yes.
Why?
Because I can't predict traffic. So I'd rather be early than late.
Well, you didn't ask me.
Fair.
Anyway, how are you? Well, you're not, because...
I'm not great.
No, you've got a big sort of thing on the
scar,
top of your...
Scar. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that'll make you look quite manly, right?
I know, right? I'm freaking out because I don't want to have a big scar on my forehead.
You don't want to be manly?
No. It's not one of my goals. but yeah, I got elbowed in the face playing basketball on Saturday.
I mean, that must have been a sharp elbow.
You know, my sister said the same thing, like, how sharp is this guy's elbow? And, my brother-in-law, who was a doctor, said it's the hole where the eye socket is pretty sharp. So if you hit something to that, what cuts you is from the inside, not the outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you did a good job.
No,
he did. The guy with the elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah.
He got me a nice scotch bottle
I assume.
Huh?
Empty?
No. Why?
Well, you said you got me a scotch bottle. I mean, he didn't get you
a bottle of
scotch. Ah, you see.
There you go.
There you see. And you do theatre.
There you go. That's my second language coming up. But yeah. I'm a little worried. I got a big scar on my face.
It's hardly noticeable, for heaven's sake.
Oh my God. I can't not look at it. And it's really uncomfortable because I want to scratch it.
The only time you look at it is when you look in a mirror. Then don't look in the mirror. I gave up looking in mirrors years ago.
No, that's a mistake, Jay.
No.
I can tell, by the way.
It's very rewarding. So what's on at the movies then? Because you, I've got some details here.
You got some details?
And I never heard of it.
This movie?
No.
Well, you've heard of the character, I'm sure, Renfield.
No.
Dracula's assistant? I'm sure you've heard. You've seen Dracula movies in the past.
I've never known him to have an assistant.
Yeah, Renfield. He gets him the bodies.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for the sucking of the blood.
Well, if they're bodies, they may not have any.
No, they got to get them alive.
Yes, they're alive, that blood, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't give us a snake a dead mouse.
But that's Renfield.
Yeah. Well, perhaps you do. Renfield. Okay, so that's Renfield. All right. Well, I'm...
Give me 1 second. Somebody's calling me. I lost my notes. I told him not now.
I've got them.
You want to go for it? I just leave?
Renfield, yeah. But yes, why didn't we think of this earlier? Because you got the movies. You can, and I could read it.
Oh, no.
You see? Oh, no. She would be sad, Jerry. She would miss me.
Right.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Let's go. Directed by Chris McKay. Starring Nicholas Holt. And your favorite, Nicolas Cage. You're a big Nicolas Cage fan.
There's two Nicolases.
There's two Nicolases.
Yeah.
They're called Nicolai.
Oh, Nicolai.
I have no idea.
Nicolais.
What's the plural of Nicholas? Is it Nicolases or Nicolai?
Nicolai sounds better, doesn't
it? It does sound a bit better.
Swarm of them.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes.
Like a flock of geese.
What?
A murder of crows.
An
unkindness of ravens.
A what of geese?
Those are a flock of geese.
I thought there was a gander of geese.
Is it a gander of geese? It might be.
Right. Should we get on?
Honestly.
Because, before people turn off.
Let's go with a plot, Jerry.
Okay. R.M. Renfield, this is Nicholas Holt, decides to leave his centuries-long line of work as henchman and familiar to Count Dracula, who's Nicolas Cage, and finds a new lease of life in modern-day New Orleans when he falls in love with a feisty... But perennially.
You can do this, come on, man. Perennially.
Oh, it's the two ends that put me on.
Perennially.
Yes. Aggressive traffic cop named Rebecca Quincy. Aquafina.
That's the name of the actress.
Aquafina.
Aquafina.
There's no Q in it.
Aquafina. Aquafina.
Oh, no, it's A-W-K.
That's the name of the actress.
Aquafina.
Aquafina.
Anyways,
positive. Oh, my God.
We're starting to sound like the Pirates.
I know.
Okay, yeah, tell us about it.
Let's go positive.
I seriously haven't heard of the movie. So.
Very original take on the classic character. We've seen a many, many Dracula films at this point. Many iterations of it. And this is a really original story. Okay, it is obviously focused on Renfield, the assistant. Mm-hmm. It is focusing on the toxic relationship that exists between Dracula and Renfield.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Dracula being the dominant one, and really bullying and Renfield and controlling his life.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a little bit of a metaphor of those kind of relationships in our real world.
Well, like on the program.
Exactly. Okay. You are abusive to me.
Absolutely.
Some great comedic bits. The movie is funny as hell. I laughed throughout. My wife laughed throughout. She didn't have a lot of laughs.
Was she looking at your cut at the time?
No. She's very worried about my cut, Jerry.
Well, sure.
Okay. But my wife normally doesn't like these kind of movies, and she did not like this one, but she laughed a couple times, which is...
You can still laugh and not like something.
Correct. Like you laugh at me. All performances are great in their own way. Nicolas Cage is campy. Nicholas Holt as a love-struck guy. And Awkwafina, abrasive but lovable. They are obviously all in their own lane. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have done these characters. Nicolas Cage is known at this point as an eccentric actor. Nicholas Holt has nailed the oh shucks kind of like Hugh Grant kind of style of acting, and Awkwafina plays pretty much the same character in every movie she does, but they're all great at it, so they bring those characters to this movie and they work. Great introduction to Awkwafina's character, and she plays, as mentioned in your plot, a traffic cop, but the introduction to the character is hilarious. And from that moment on, you just enjoy the film. Yeah. A lot of gore. There is a massive amount of blood in this movie. And dismemberment of body parts. It is just ridiculously gory. To the point of funny. They take it to the parody level of the amount of gore.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Some surprisingly good chemistry between Holt and Awkwafina. I did not see that coming. She especially normally doesn't play romantic characters, and this one she kind of does, and they do have great chemistry. I was intrigued. Mm-hmm. Some fantastic makeup. There are moments in the movie where obviously Dracula is recovering from some cuts and some bruises.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's a familiarity.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the amount of makeup they used and how it looks fantastic. I was very impressed. And
your makeup's crap, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have a professional makeup artist. Ben Schwartz shows off his impeccable comic timing. This guy has been in comedies for years now. He is mostly known for Parks and Recreation, but every time he's on screen and anything he does, he has impeccable comic timing. Like, he can land a joke like nobody else.
What part does he play?
He plays the villain. He's one of the villains.
Oh, so Dracula and Renfield aren't villains.
You gotta watch the movie. You gotta watch the movie, Jerry. The group therapy scenes are fantastic. Obviously, Renfield goes to group therapy to try to get over his toxic relationship with Dracula. And it's just incredibly funny him trying to explain to these people that his boss, quote-unquote, is Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great comic stuff. I enjoyed it. Let's go negatives. Not a lot of them.
No,
it's a short film.
It's a short film.
It's a fun film. Yeah, it's actually like an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. I like those kind of movies.
I know. You like the 90-minute movies. The sound mixing is horrible. They do this thing. There's a lot of fight scenes in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this thing whenever anybody throws a punch and lands a punch. No, they do the bone-breaking sound.
Oh, really?
Every time. And I was like, I understand that, because obviously Dracula and Renfield have super strength, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it becomes like every single time, and then they just add it to other people punching other people. Like the moment they hit their arm, it's just like crack, crack, crunch. I'm like, I don't understand this. I understand that there's a couple of pows and then a break at the end, but every single punch there is a break sound. I was surprised.
What sort of noise did you hear when you got your elbow in the eye?
I didn't hear a noise on the bone. It was mostly just me crying ferociously.
That would be it. Yes, I can relate to that. You know, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
I heard the tears falling off my face.
Was it raining?
Into the ground. No, just
okay.
From my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
From my eye sockets. Anyways, needed more scenes detailing the history of Renfield and Dracula's toxic relationship. It's a major point in the film, and they do show how Renfield got to Dracula back in time, like back in the day. But they don't. I would have enjoyed like a little montage of how toxic the relationship was
mm-hmm.
from when they met to present time New Orleans. We didn't get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would have enjoyed that. That would have been funny. That would have been. They could have done parables between a romantic relationship and a working relationship. They would have been fun. I think mm-hmm. they had a couple good scenes there. A couple of laughs. They did not take advantage of. And the whole sister plotline doesn't work. Awkwafina has a sister in the FBI that she tries to use for the investigation she's doing, but she never lands. There's never any real. The audience never really relates to her or connects mm-hmm. to her in mm-hmm. any way. At the end, she becomes like a damsel in distress kind of character. It just did not work at all. I think whenever you cut a character from a movie and it will not have no impact in the movie, that character should not be there. It doesn't work. And Awkwafina's character's sister has that little thing. By the way, they named Awkwafina's character, Rebecca Quincy, she's incredibly Asian. Her sister's Asian. I don't understand how Quincy is the last name they went with. No offense, but I know no Asian people that are named Quincy for a last name. It just does not work. No. Isn't Quincy like an Irish name?
Not really. Not necessarily so.
Do you know any Quincys that are from like China?
I don't know any Quincys. I don't know any.
But have you ever heard that, like a Japanese Quincy or Chinese Quincy? I don't know.
No.
It does not seem like the writer or the director could have been like, you know, if we're going to hire Asian American actresses, why don't we change the last name to pick a name? Something more Asian, I guess. I don't know. It felt weird. Rebecca Quincy. No?
Andres Clemente, that's okay.
That's Latin American. If my backstory would be like, I am from Ireland and my name is Andres Clemente, you'd be like, there's something missing in that. I'm missing some context.
Paolo Nutini.
He is British.
Where's he come from?
I think he's British, right?
He's Scottish. It's just the same thing. Yeah, but with a name like Paolo Nutini.
They would think he's Italian.
Exactly. Fair. Exactly.
Fair.
You see, it doesn't matter anymore because everybody lives everywhere else. Everybody travels now. You don't live in one place. That's all gone.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt weird.
We've even got a Clemente here.
Clemente is a great last name. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely.
It's great. It says mercy. I'm merciful.
Merciful. Tell me.
Grab a hold of your baby. Hold her tight. Cause that and they all is flying tonight. If you see a weird jazz or hear a strange sound, scream your little heads off the bat.
Oh, right, yes, a Transylvania Twist by Baron Demon and the Vampires. Oh, sorry, did I wake you up?
I thought you were putting like another song. I am going to put
Don't, because we've got plenty of time.
I know, that's why I was...
For a start, you came early.
I thought you were doing two songs, breaks.
Well, I'm going to, because this one, you see, we did get a message from one of our listeners.
Oh, we did?
We did, saying Quincy Jones. You know, there's a Quincy.
That's his name.
Of course it's his name.
But I'm talking about the last name, not the name.
Okay, well, in Spanish, that would be Jones Quincy.
Jones, comma Quincy?
And that was from Deborah. This is for you this morning. There we are, T-Rex and Deborah there, for our very own Deborah this morning. Always good to hear from you, Deborah. Stick around. If you keep an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 16 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it for you again at 9 o'clock this morning. Last hour, I'll be checking in with Yasmin and see how she's getting on. Also, if we got anybody born on this day and music. And I can actually find it.
What do you mean?
Well, because I use my laptop. If I haven't got a piece of music, I hunt it down with my laptop.
And now you can't hunt it down.
My laptop is not working.
Yeah, it went up in smoke.
Literally.
Literally.
Well, sort of. There was a little puff. And
never a great sign for a computer.
So,
yes. Did you pour water on it?
No, I didn't. Okay. We changed the battery. We got a funny... we changed the battery, and it was all sort of okay. But the thing is... The way the battery was done didn't sort of have the same layout
size.
It's the perfect battery, but the way that the other one, the original one was, there was only one way you could put it on because the little sort of prongs where it fits was covered. Whereas with this one, it wasn't covered. You had the option of both sides. So a little puff of smoke came out.
Question. Do you have the technical ability to change the battery of your computer?
I change computer batteries all the time.
Okay.
That's not a problem. I just changed Christina's the other day.
So it's not a problem with the technician, it's a problem with the technology.
No, it's just a problem with, I suppose, it's got all the HP markings on it and everything else, but okay. I'm a little bit suspicious that perhaps it's not.
You Amazoned it?
No, we got it locally.
Interesting. Is there a guarantee on that? Can you go to the place like, this went up in smoke?
Hopefully that's just something that they'll be able to fix, change hopefully, something, man. Or perhaps they've got little bits they can replace, I don't know.
That's the biggest laptop I've ever seen.
I love it. It's a 17-inch, and they're not that, I don't know, they're around, but you've got to look for them.
I'm not a fan of big laptops and big phones. People now are like, well, the thing is, they go bigger.
It is a laptop, but I don't carry it around.
Fair. You imagine you carrying, hauling that around?
Oh, I have done.
Oh, man. I have done. Back problems.
No, the person that carries it's okay.
Oh, nice. your Renfield?
So, let's see.
What are your final comments?
Good
segue on that.
Because it does sort of sound quite amusing.
It is on your brand. I think you will enjoy this movie. Obviously, in the right ambiance, meaning at home,
it's not something I would go all the way to the movie store.
I don't think it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that in the final comments.
Okay.
Universal keeps trying to bring back their classic monsters franchises, and I believe they are doing it the right way. They're going the right way about it. Classic story, new take. It's funny. It's gory. And has some good fight scenes. Worth it at your house with some beer and junk food.
That's my good thing.
Yeah. I think if you are on a Friday night and you're like, I don't feel like going out, let me get some takeout and...
Is it
available?
I would imagine right now it's
not right now, no. No, but how the speed of those things are going, I think in about a month you'll probably catch it on a streaming service, for sure.
Yeah, as long as it's a streaming service that I stream with, because I ain't going to pay for another one.
How many do you... Well, you can rent it on Prime,
on,
I guess.
If they have it.
You have Prime.
Yes, I know. If they have it.
No, you probably rent it, I said.
Yeah, if Prime have it.
They'll have it.
You think so?
Yeah, they'll have it. In Prime, you can rent any movie. For free, you won't get any movie. But
no.
For rent,
no,
you
sometimes
can get
it. I don't mind renting movies from Prime.
Okay.
Because it's cheaper than going to the movies.
There you go.
And I don't smell any popcorn.
You do not like your popcorn.
I do no lot. Do not like the smell of popcorn.
I'm telling you, it's about the carpets. They need to get rid of carpets in movie theaters. I understand the concept.
People don't
of it.
Eat carpets.
No, but the smell gets into the carpet and just lingers, man. That's why if anybody out there is thinking of opening a movie theater, don't put carpet. Don't put a carpet.
Or just don't sell popcorn.
Oh no, that's a faux pas. No, how would you do that? Jasmine loves popcorn.
Jasmine, do you love popcorn?
Do you do you do salty or sweet?
Both.
Oh, you do mix it up. You mix it up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know which one I like and you never get on movie theaters? The cheese one.
Cheese popcorn.
Oh, man, it's good.
How gross.
No. Sad times.
Very sad times.
Another thing
you are a bit of a gourmet person, though, aren't you?
Am I a gourmet person? Yeah, not at all. By the way, you know what they need to do in movie theaters? They need to do... I went to a movie theater in Spain because that's what I do when I go to Europe. I go to the movies. And what they did is the treats. You buy your tickets, you go you go to that checkpoint, and then you have like a supermarket style where you have fridges on the side, where you pick up your stuff, and at the end you have a cash register where you pay like a supermarket.
Oh, that's okay.
And it felt like this is a better way because for example, me and my wife went to the movies yesterday, and we didn't want anything to eat. We just wanted like a bottle of water and a Coke. But the line was so long for the concessions now, I was like, I'd rather not drink anything than do this line for just a drink. So those kind of solutions is much faster because the people who want to buy a bunch of stuff need to gather their things before going to their cash register. The people who want a Coke just grab a Coke and they're in.
Exactly.
I feel it's a better mechanism.
It sounds a little bit sensible. It's not like you.
You know what I'm saying? More effective.
Yeah.
More effective. People move faster.
But you know, it's funny because one thing I don't do is use these checkouts, self-service checkouts.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't.
Oh, so, I use them a lot.
You
they're,
do?
They're not a. They're not a. I think in Panama they're starting to have them, like in Taylor Smith.
I've seen a few.
Yeah, but and I love them. You see, I'm not a huge fan of human interaction.
But of course, I mean, I don't think they've been doing too well because I think they've been closing. But Amazon,
oh, really?
Amazon opened up these stores in the States where you just pick it off the shelf and walk out.
It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, it must be really, really, that must be really, really, great for people that are kleptomaniacs because they can go in and they can steal as much as they want and they get billed later. I mean, what, don't you think that's a great idea?
I honestly, I've never been to one of these stores, but it sounds fascinating to me. Like, just pick up stuff and,
yeah.
And I always, like, try to extrapolate those things to the Latin American sensibilities. And I don't know if that would work here. I think people would be like, wait, what? I can just pick something up and just take it? And I wonder if we can educate ourselves to function that way. Well, the Yapi thing is interesting because Yapi is sort of like, yeah, just pay me in Yapi.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, I remember I went to a restaurant to pick up food and I forgot my wallet. And I was like, can I Yapi? You know, like, I don't have a bank account in the bank that has Yapi. And he was like, you know what? I'm sorry, no, the business did not have an account there.
Uh-huh.
He was
like,
no, the cash man was like, pay me and I'll pay the bill. So I Yapied the cash register guy,
right.
And he paid my bill.
Did he?
So nowadays, it's
did
just,
he?
You can, yeah.
Did he?
Great question. He was the owner. So he was,
I was the owner.
Yeah. I don't think.
Yes, okay, well, say no more.
There you go.
Another quick piece of music. This is Appleton. Everything, eventually. there we go. That is Appleton and Everything Eventually, which was that's what the title reminded me about, that movie.
There
what
you
I
go.
Watched the other day was all jumping around, but it was a different movie. What is coming up that you're going to watch this week?
Right now we are in a little bit of a lull before the summer blockbusters hit. So I think they premiere a movie called Champions with Woody Harrelson, that he plays a washed up basketball coach who has to do community service and starts coaching a special needs basketball team. It's directed by one of the Farrelly brothers. Those are the guys that directed There's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber, so they're classic comedian stuff. I don't know how this movie's going to turn out. I'm going to check it out. Then Cocaine Bear, which I'm excited about.
Oh, really?
It's a movie about a bear that does cocaine.
Right.
And starts killing people.
Okay.
Based on a
true story.
1980s true story.
Yes, well, that doesn't surprise me.
But the movie
it would be
was,
more applicable in the 70s.
The movie was, I've heard it's really fun, and I'm excited to watch it. That's not this week, that's in a couple weeks. But then the summer hits. Then we get the Mission Impossibles and the Indiana Jones and superhero stuff that you hate and big movies.
Mm-hmm.
The summer movie blockbuster thing hits in May, and I'm excited for it.
Hey, but what do you think this Alex Baldwin issue? Because he's going to trial, isn't it? Or
Alex Baldwin.
Where is
Alec? Okay, yeah, the Rust guy. I think it's kind of, honestly, I think he's suffered enough with the guilt of it. And it obviously was an accident that he couldn't have prevented.
Yeah, but what was they saying? Well, why was there live ammunition on the set in the first place?
Correct. There is
you know?
But that's not his. Like, I guess you can blame him because he's one of the producers of the film. But that's nitpicking. I'm not really.
But the thing
cool
is, he wasn't rehearsing. He wasn't doing anything at the time.
Oh, he was rehearsing.
Then
he was practicing his draw or something, and the gun went off. And they had left ammunition, and she hit the cinematographer, and she died. And he needs to live with that, and now he needs to get sued by a bunch of people that are super hurt. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the producer. But, and I would get, like, suing the production company that he owns. That makes more sense to me than suing the man. And I think he's being sued for homicide, for manslaughter.
Mm.
Those are the moments that I'm like, I understand you would have a civil suit to try to repay the hurt, but to sue this man as a crime, I don't know if it's a crime, I actually don't know that part, but I do know he's being charged with manslaughter, and I think that's ridiculous. I honestly do. It's a horrible accident.
But it is manslaughter. I mean, if you have an accident, if you have an accident in your car and you kill somebody, that's manslaughter.
Yes, but there's no wrongdoing. Doesn't manslaughter have any wrongdoing? No, just accidents? I don't know. I gotta be honest. I don't know the definition of it. But.
Any lawyers who let us know will.
But yeah, it's again, this man must live. Well, he hasn't been in anything publicly, like any movie, TV, since that happened. That happened maybe a couple years ago. So he obviously is shaken with. Because it must be a horrible experience. I have no idea. Well, I'm more interested with Fox News.
Well, that's done. That's
paying,
done.
They finally paid.
Just under $750 million.
But it was ridiculous. They didn't settle before. I mean,
they did settle before.
They tried to settle
well,
before, I guess.
They tried, but when it came down to, because it was an interesting, I was listening to something about it this morning, is that the Dominion.
Yeah.
They knew they had to push it right to the very edge to get what they wanted.
I got to be honest. I think they could have gotten more. I think they could have gotten to the billion.
I don't think so. I mean, they got $750 million, which is a lot of money. But the thing is, if they settled earlier, it would have probably been for less. But the thing is, they waited right, because the thing is, Fox News are the ones that couldn't afford for this to go through.
And that's what I'm saying. The amount of dirt it would have come out in trial would have been devastating for the company. Like, $1 billion doesn't kill that company. The publicity that would have come out.
They're going to have a party.
Yeah, but the publicity that would have come out from the trial would have been. Imagine, especially Rupert Murdoch, that they're saying he's healthy and he's
in his 90s.
Basically a corpse at this point.
We gotta go. Because it's news time.
Yeah.
And so anyway, look, we'll see you next week, all being well.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Last time before I go on holiday.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there you are. Movie time with Andres Clemente here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
He's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop,
I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do,
'cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Gentlemen, tell me why are we wasting time on all your wasted grind when you should be with me instead? I know I can treat you better, better than he can. No, better than he can. Better than he can.
Thank you.
meaning. People just don't seem to have no soul. So I have to go right back to the beginning and let this healing music flow. Get back in touch with memories and feelings of the early days of rock and roll. Those early days, so many ways. Well, bring this joyous feeling to my soul. Those early days, so many ways. Early days of rock and roll.
There we go, yes indeed. Two in a row. Started off with Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better. Followed on there, that was Van Morrison and Early Days. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music and then we will link up with Yasmin again. See how she's going. We'll plan for today. And also we'll take a look and see also a couple of days, a couple of people born on this day in music. It is April the 19th, by the way, and it is Wednesday. Mary Lou asked if I could play a piece of music for her this morning. And it's this one. It's by Rashid Taha, Ya Raya.
there we go. Yes, Rashid Taha and Ya Raya. There you are. That's, that is for Mary Lou this morning. That's an interesting one, obviously, I hadn't heard before, but quite like that. Yeah, not bad at all. So thank you for that, Mary Lou. Right, it is time for us to say another good morning to Yasmin. Good morning, Yas.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Scaring me. I've got enough problems in here without any more. Yeah. Surviving anyway without our laptop, aren't we?
Oh, yes, you can do it.
Yeah, but I've got juggling around about three or four different pieces of equipment. So, anyway, we'll get there. We will survive. There's a good track for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, what do you got for today? What are you going to be doing?
Today I'm going to an event. It's called, let me tell you, it's going to be interesting because the guy who's going to talk, his name is John Maxwell.
Okay.
He's going to be talking, let me see, this is for people who are in business.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give some tips. This is from Maxwell Leadership Foundation.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go and get some tips, are you?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm not paying you anymore. Not paying you much anyway, so.
Hopefully, I'm going to learn a lot today. So
oh, good.
We'll see.
Oh, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Oh, let me know how that goes tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sure.
And let's see, what else have we got? Well, we got no computer. We got no laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go and try and see if I can get that fixed today.
Mm-hmm.
That's my day. And yesterday we had a very nice day because we had one of our phones, phone lines was sort of confused, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we had a new modem put in, because we have a couple of phone lines coming through the modem as well. And I won't give out the other number we got, but it was very, very similar to our 2235162.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar, just one number difference. And that line was connected to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sort of working yesterday with Caleb Weiss, and they're going to try and get our original number back. And the lady was very, very helpful, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Or Marie, if you're listening this morning and you were chatting with me yesterday, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We'll get there in the end. Don't worry. I'm not. I've stopped worrying. I'm not even worrying about not having my computer at the moment. Oh, we'll survive. Yeah. Mary Lou said to me this morning, first thing, she says, don't worry. We're actually here, so there's nothing to complain about, really.
No.
So, let's see, what else is happening? Oh, do we know if Dr. Computer's coming in tomorrow or not? Or?
No, I don't know
yet. Don't know near yet. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
We do a Techie Thursday. Who was born on this day of music? What do we got?
Uh-huh, let's talk about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Eve Graham.
Ah, okay.
He was born in 1943, Scottish singer from the New Seekers.
The New Seekers, yeah.
Who had the 1972 UK number one and US number seven single, I Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Yeah. Do you know that one?
No,
I don't think so.
I'd like
to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Oh, I don't need the music, really. I can do it on my own.
Okay.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Through the hills, through
There we go. That's it. I'd like to teach the world to sing from the New Seekers. That's jolly, isn't it?
Yeah, but yes. I've never heard that before.
You've not heard that one before?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We have now.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, something else we can chat about. So I've got it here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Patap.com.
Mm-hmm.
The tap dancing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're putting on something. It says here, Panama Tap Company, Patap.com. was born with the objective of making tap dance known and grow in Panama. Its goal is to break with the conventions attributed to this branch of dance, and it seeks to relate dance to musical composition as if it were a percussion instrument. It is indeed the way they, because I love tap dancing.
Oh yes, it's nice.
Yeah, it is really cool. We play one quite often by Taco. Which is putting on the Ritz.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And they do tap dancing in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I tried it once.
Mm-hmm.
I fell off the tap.
Really?
Anyway, Patap.com is made up of the architect Andrea Villegas Morrison and the engineer Cheryl Teng, both ballerinas, graduated from the Teresa Mann Dance School. Cheryl Teng has specialised in tap dance through seminars, workshops and courses given by professional dancers from all over the American continent. Andrea Villegas completed her professional tap training in Barcelona in Spain, mm-hmm. as well as attending tap festivals in the south of the continent, both parallel to their career. They've dedicated themselves to teaching tap dance classes and preparing competitors in different and renowned dance academies in Panama City, and they have the common objective of continuing to support the scenic culture of the country, training new dancers and presenting new musical shows. They've got a show coming up which is going to be towards the end of May, so that's mm-hmm. but it's so good because it's one of these things, isn't it? In the old days, I mean, the likes of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and all that, mm-hmm. tap dancing was an integral part of dance, mm-hmm. and they even had sort of like tap dance competitions.
Oh yes,
mm-hmm. and so that's really cool. So that's nice to come out.
The last time I saw them was at the jazz festival. Remember?
Oh okay.
They added a tap dancer to one. I mean, I guess several of their mm-hmm. performances of jazz music, and it was nice. You know, it was different.
Oh no! It's a lovely. It's a great sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So yeah, that's
it was a very good idea.
And
so hopefully we're going to talk to her next week.
Yeah, we'll see if they can come in and chat with us about that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, excellent.
Yes.
And what a great idea, bringing mm-hmm. back, because these things disappear. And it's a shame when they disappear. And mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep everybody informed about that.
Mm-hmm.
And say that's going to be in the theatre at the end of May. We'll tell everybody about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else have we got, yes, with regards to music today?
Mm-hmm. The next one is Mark Bolman.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1947, American guitarist from the Turtles.
Ah, yes.
Who had the U.S. 1967 number one single, Happy Together, and the 1967 hit, She'd Rather Be With Me.
Mm-hmm.
He later worked with Frank Zappa.
Oh, okay.
Alongside his friend and partner, Howard Kalen.
Mm-hmm.
Who used the stage names of Flo and Eddie.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Not to be the Turtles. Not to be confused with the Ninja Turtles, of course. Which are completely different.
Yes.
Yeah, happy together.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love. Tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Me.
No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
And there they go, yes. Happy Together, the Turtles.
I knew that one.
You knew that one?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, we've got Rowena and Phil up there in Denver in Colorado, and also Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
They both remind us that the first one we did, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
Was a Coca-Cola song.
Oh.
Yeah, it was used in their adverts. Marina says, good morning, she says, I'd like to teach the world to sing was used in Coca-Cola TV commercials in the US in the 70s.
Wow.
And we sang it in elementary school as well.
Wow.
And Deborah says, yep, the Coca-Cola song. There we go.
That's nice.
Yes. They used to have some great adverts back in those days.
Oh, yes.
And if I remember rightly, it was like they were on the whole group of them on the top of a hill. If I remember rightly, well, I think that might have been the advert.
Mm-hmm.
And they were singing that song. And it's the real thing. Coke.
Mm-hmm.
The drink.
Yeah. Yeah, I love all their commercials.
Yeah.
But not the drink.
No.
Don't drink it.
No. Oh, you don't like the drink? Oh, I do.
No.
Oh, I quite like that. But, yeah. So, there we go. And Mary Lou just said that, yes, it was an old Coca-Cola commercial indeed. You see, we all remember it as Coca-Cola. How old were you in the 70s, yes?
Well, I was born in 1976.
Oh,
but
really?
I never saw that one.
Oh, well,
not here in Panama, maybe.
Well, yeah. probably not. Because
mm-hmm.
if you were born in 1976, by the time that the 70s were over, you were only four.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting on for 40, I think. Oh dear, I think I'll go and find a corner to sit down and cry. Alright, yes, so you've got your event later on today, so that's it. You enjoy that?
Thank you very much.
And look forward to tomorrow and hearing all about it.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yes, living my life vicariously through you.
Thank you.
Alright, take care, yes.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, love. I'm feeling everywhere.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Going to sing along to that one.
called Linda the Ace Cat is who it's by. That's a good jolly song. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to go back to the Four Tops, one of my favourite Motown groups of all time. And this one is called Stillwater.
Walk with me. Take my hand.
Absolutely brilliant. Four Tops. Great group they were. Those are good old days of Motown, you know. Anybody else remember them? Or is it just me? Time on The Breakfast Show right now, if you are keeping eye on the time. We're about 4 minutes away before I say hello, but goodbye, rather. I've said hello a long time ago. But it is about 9 minutes before the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Getting us towards the end of the show. It's Jeff Lynne's ELO. Help yourself.
I thought I could turn things around and show you something that was new. But all I got was disappointment. I was left without a clue. But you can never change. Beneath the setting sun, I think about you. And all the plans that we'd begun but never finished seem to turn and run.
There we go. Yes, that was called Help Yourself, as I mentioned, and that was from Jeff Lynne's ELO. They decided to change the sort of name just from ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, and it was to Jeff Lynne's ELO. Anyway, that's it. Help Yourself, and that's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Been a little bit of an adventure for us here, because my principal, well, not the ones that do all the transmission, etc., but my principal, the computer that I use, my nice big laptop, doesn't work anymore. So I'm going to take a little trip to Salva Mi Machina, see if they can take a look at it for me today. And all being well, be back with me in a few days. But I've got all these sort of gadgets. I've got sort of tablets and other phones and whatever. So we managed to piece it all together, and it went rather well, surprisingly enough. Anyway, let's do our thanks. We've got thanks to give out this morning to Andreas Clementi for our weekly movie review, which was Renfield this week. And a big thank you goes to our outdoor, intrepid outdoor reporter. That's Ingrid up there in Florida looking after Mum and Dad. Great work she's doing up there. It's always nice to look after the family because they're not always with us. They leave us eventually, which is all rather sad. But it's the way life goes, isn't it? So good job you're doing up there, Ingrid. Thank you goes to, as always, to my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, does all our social media work and bookings and everything else. Yasmin, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the UK, gets a lot of our background information. He feeds us as well. So a big thank you to him. Boys and girls of Group of Grada keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I will be with you the same time tomorrow morning, 7 in the morning. So whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. Because what do I want to be doing? 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.